USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democratic presidential debate was held in Charleston, South Carolina last night, and the major candidates took the gloves off as businessman Tom Steyer was trying hard to set himself apart from Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, two of the front-running hopefuls.
We are looking at a party that has decided that we're either going to support someone who's a Democratic socialist or somebody who has a long history of being a Republican.
Candidate Michael Bloomberg continuing a common theme lately when he was urging folks not to make Bernie Sanders the nominee, lest they want to get Donald Trump reelected, and more.
And Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red, and then between gerrymandering and appointing judges for the next 20 or 30 years, we're going to live with this catastrophe.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South of Los Angeles in Carson, California, a Marathon oil refinery burst into flame last night after a cooling tower apparently exploded. Crews have now gotten the fire under control. This man saw that explosion from his yard.
After we went to my backyard, we saw a few of my neighbors standing on the roof, and I started to get curious, and I saw like a huge flash of light in my backyard. So we stood up on a few benches, and we started seeing like this fire.
At the height of the firefighting, both sides of the 405 freeway had to be shut down. The grandfather of an Indiana toddler who died on a cruise ship in Puerto Rico under his watch last year is agreeing to a plea deal. Sam Anello agreed yesterday to plead guilty to a charge of negligent homicide for the death of 18-month-old Chloe Wiegand. Anello said Chloe fell out of a window while the ship was docked. His lawyers say the plea deal comes with no jail time and no admission of facts. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
What a Florida woman has claimed was a game of hide-and-seek with her boyfriend now has her facing a murder charge. 42-year-old Sarah Boone of Goldenrod, Florida, arrested a few days ago for the death of her boyfriend at a home in Winter Park. Deputies say Jorge Torres Jr. was inside a suitcase and that despite his claims he couldn't breathe, Boone refused to let him out, and the 42-year-old man died. Boone told deputies the two were playing that hide-and-seek game while drinking, and after passing out, she woke up the next morning to find him dead inside the suitcase. One small step into space is about to begin for Virgin Galactic, reopening ticket sales today. Sales had been shut down for 14 months since the company's first successful test flight. Nearly 8,000 reservations have been made. Now, these people will be allowed to register online and put down a $1,000 deposit, but there's no word yet on how much the seats will end up going for. The initial cost was said to be about $250,000. And the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, still a go despite some cancellations amid coronavirus fears. Organizers say they're getting ready to host hundreds of thousands in 3 weeks, and safety will remain the top priority, steps being taken to prevent the spread of any germs. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.